Building secure AI-powered software requires a strong base. That's why we're starting with Module 1.1, the Secure Software Development Lifecycle, or SSDLC. It's our blueprint for secure AI applications. We'll break down the essential processes and policies that AI-augmented teams need to know. Let's get started building smarter, safer AI together. AI is changing how we build software, so our security needs to adapt. This module shows you how to build security into your development process when you're using AI coding assistance, or even AI-generated code. Traditional software development practices just aren't enough anymore, and this is a great place to start bridging that gap. Security flaws get exponentially more expensive to fix the later they're found. A vulnerability caught in the requirements phase might cost a dollar to resolve, but if that same flaw makes it to the coding stage, you're looking at 5 or 6 times that cost. By integration, it's easily 10 times more. Fixing security early saves serious money. Thinking like an attacker early on is powerful. How could someone misuse this? Defining those abuse cases up front helps us anticipate vulnerabilities. Next, classify your data. How sensitive is it? That classification dictates the level of security needed. And compliance? GDPR, HIPAA, bake those mandates in from the very beginning. It simplifies everything later. Design is where security becomes integral, like building a fortress from the start. We use threat modeling, frameworks like Stride and Pasta, to proactively identify attack vectors. This helps us uncover vulnerabilities early on. And importantly, we carefully examine cryptography, ensuring sensitive data is protected both when stored and during transmission. That's key to a robust security posture. Implementation is where our security strategy becomes real. Think of it as building with a security-first mindset. We'll use SaaS to automatically scan our code, finding vulnerabilities before they become problems. It's also vital to know exactly what's in our software by managing open-source dependencies with SCA. Verification is a powerful SDLC step. It's more than error checking. We're actively finding weaknesses. Think of dynamic application security testing, or DAST, as ethical hacking. It probes your running application. Interactive application security testing, or IAST, offers real-time feedback during testing. It's like having a security expert right beside you. Release Phase 5 is about fortifying the deployment pipeline. It's the final safeguard before your application goes live. We're implementing security sign-off gates. Think of these as mandatory checkpoints, verifying all security requirements are satisfied prior to release. We're also scanning container images for any lurking vulnerabilities. Securing this phase ensures a safer, more robust deployment. Once your defenses are deployed, focus shifts to reaction. Think of vulnerability monitoring as your application's ongoing health check. Constant tracking of weaknesses is essential for speedy patching. A strong incident response plan is also critical. It ensures every security incident is handled with maximum efficiency. Finally, a coordinated vulnerability disclosure process is important for responsible communication. The retire phase of the SDLC is powerful yet often overlooked. It's more than just turning things off, it's a secure wind down. Think about the sensitive data the application contained. We need secure destruction methods to prevent unauthorized access. Don't forget to revoke those credentials too, it's a critical step. To build secure software, a structured approach is essential. Frameworks like NIST's SSDF offer practical guidance. Think of the SSDF as organized into 4 key areas, each detailing security practices. This comprehensive view helps integrate security throughout your development lifecycle. Solid governance documents are key to baking security into the SDLC. They're more than paperwork, they're our guardrails. The application security policy defines our security objectives. Then, the secure coding standard translates those goals into specific, actionable coding practices for our developers. Crucially, our threat modeling methodology details how we proactively spot and address potential vulnerabilities. A powerful way to manage AI risk is through tool classification. It's like a traffic light system for AI. Think of Tier 1, unrestricted, as green. IDE code completion on non-sensitive projects? Low risk, go for it. Tier 2, controlled, that's yellow. Cloud AI on internal code needs data loss prevention, monitoring, and approval. This approach helps tailor security to the risk. Shadow AI is definitely something we need to address. Even though almost every organization uses AI, very few have proper governance. This means many employees are using AI tools that haven't been vetted, which opens the door to serious security problems. The good news is that we can get ahead of this. A great first step is creating a catalog of approved AI tools. Your SDLC security isn't a static thing. It's a living document needing constant refinement. Annual policy reviews are vital, but be agile. Major incidents, rule changes, or system redesigns. Trigger reviews immediately. Frameworks like OWASP SAM, they help pinpoint areas to boost your security maturity. Use them to level up your game. Fixing security issues early is vital. The cost to remediate defects escalates dramatically as development progresses, making shifting left essential. When using AI for code generation, always require human review. Ensure code adheres to secure coding standards. This protects your applications. Hopefully that gives you a clearer picture. The key takeaway is understanding how these elements connect. I appreciate you taking the time to explore this with me. What questions do you have? I'm happy to discuss it further.